Berlin, Du bist so wunderbar. Written by Munix. Read by a literal garbage heap. Summary. He already knows he's going to protect this sweet, frail boy who looks like he's just hatched from an egg and is staring at this new world in wonder. In which Eric introduces Nikki to Berlin. Nikki Hemmick arrives in Berlin in the summer, with a bit of time to spare before the school year begins. The Closes bring him daffodils at the airport, even though they're not really in season anymore. Eric thinks this is fitting. Daffodils, for him, always feel like a new beginning, and the boy that comes through the Tegel airport clinging to his suitcase and looking a little green in the face looks like he could use exactly that, a belated new beginning. Jutta has made a sign that she holds up over her head. It says, "Herzlich willkommen, Nikki," and has pictures of the entire family making silly faces underneath. Nikki's eyes catch on it like a lifeline. He seems to steel himself for a moment before walking over, straight-backed at first, but progressively shrinking in on himself. "Verheisen," he says, in halting German. "Sie sind Frau Close?" It sounds like close in his mouth, the opposite of what they want to be. "Close," Jutta corrects smilingly, shaking his hand. "Wie der Fußballspieler." "Mama, ich glaube nicht, dass Miro Klose kennt," Eric laughs, jostling for space so he can shake his hand, too. Nikki looks overwhelmed, so Eric pats his shoulder and takes his suitcase from him. He already knows he's going to protect this sweet, frail boy who looks like he's just hatched from an egg and is staring around at this new world in wonder. "Okay, discourse time," Kathy says, in English, because Nikki looks like he's about to fall asleep on the cheap plastic table after a day of walking around what feels like the entirety of Berlin Mitte with barely a break. The sun is setting, yolk yellow in the distance, blooming like weeds along the horizon. Kathy gestures with a fry and tips her head to the side so her hair slides over her bare shoulder. "Fries should only be eaten with mayo," she announces, popping the fry in her mouth. "Discuss." "Only if it's mayo and ketchup together," Eric argues. "Pommes rot weiss." "Pommes rot weiss," Nikki tries, his mouth snapping like gum around the words. He squints at his currywurst and licks a smear of sauce off of the pointy knuckle of his thumb. "I like it. Do you have chili cheese fries in Germany?" "Not really," Kathy says, and shrugs one shoulder. "Sometimes at, like, burger places." "Hey, we should take him to White Trash. He can get a tattoo." She giggles, missing the straw in her Klub Mate as it bobs in the carbonated drink and poking herself in the cheek with it. Nikki pales and then laughs a little. "I don't think my parents would be thrilled about that," he mumbles, spearing another piece of sausage on the tiny plastic fork. His hand is trembling, and Eric wants to reach out and hold it. In the 2 weeks Nikki's been here, he's barely talked about his parents, only given up small, reluctant morsels of information when prompted. "All the more reason to get one," Kathy grins. She and Eric clink their matcha bottles together and knock back the dregs. "Vodka ahoy," Eric decides, slamming his palm on the table. He regrets that a bit, as it comes away sticky, and Kathy dances out of his reach when he tries to wipe it on her top. They get vodka shots and packets of ahoy sherbet at the bar, raspberry for Kathy, cola for Eric, and Waldmeister for Nikki, because he doesn't know it, and that's just not on. Waldmeister is iconic, is Eric and Kathy's childhood summers in a nutshell, sweating in the garden and trying to coax the broken swing set back to life, green-stained tongues and makeshift tree houses, and competitions about who could hold the most sherbet in their mouths. "First the sherbet, then the shot," Eric tells Nikki, when they're back at the table with Kathy's friends and the vodka's been handed out. He turns to the group, holds up his packet, and shouts, "Auf drei!" They count to three. Eric pours the sherbet in his mouth, adds the vodka, and shakes his head like a dog to make it fizz before swallowing it down. It burns, and he laughs at the expression on Nikki's face. "Dieser Club ist so abgewackt, Mann. Ich find's geil," Kathy whoops, washing down her shot with a swig of Eric's beer. "Was ist abgefuckt?" Nikki asks curiously. "Is it, like, fucked up?" "I guess," Eric nods. It's like seedy, a seedy, grungy place. Like this one. He twirls his finger at the graffiti splashed on the walls, the trash on the floor, the writhing people on the dance floor that look more broken than the doors on the toilet stalls in the basement. Nikki follows the gesture and nods, understanding. Abgefuckt, he says with satisfaction. Das ist eine gute Wort. Watching the sunrise from the S-Bahn is a very particular brand of aesthetics in itself that will forever make Eric nostalgic. He hums the fucking Landesbrücken song to himself because it seems weirdly appropriate, even though it's really not. For one thing, they're not in Hamburg, Jesus Christ. But Kathy is asleep and can't call him out on it, and Nikki isn't complaining. He has his head on Eric's shoulder and is watching the world pull past outside the window, eyes drooping but awake. The River Spree squints grumpily at the lightning sky and falls back asleep. Fucking Ketkar, Eric thinks, idly playing with Nikki's soft hair. Always popping up in his mind at weird moments like this, giving him feelings. Was ist die Leid? Nikki asks sleepily, hooking his thumbnail around the peeling edge of a sticker on the window. Ich mag gerne. He's started rolling his R's like in Spanish, and Eric loves it. His own German is more Berliner Schnauz than anything, and he's never learned to make his R's like that. They stay stubbornly soft and hidden in the back of his mouth like a shy, feral animal. Nikki prods him for an answer, and Eric smiles. Just a crappy German band, he replies, half aware that it's in English, but not really caring. They've been switching back and forth for weeks now, sometimes changing mid-sentence. Some of Kathy's favorite internet slang mixed in on occasion, and it almost feels like a language of their own by now. Der Song ist ein verdammt Ohrwurm. An earworm, you know? Something you can't get out of your head. I know, Nikki mumbles, closing his eyes. God, I know that so well. Eric likes to walk around naked after a shower. He blames it on his tendency to overheat, and his family has long since gotten used to it, which is why he doesn't think twice about it when he realizes he's forgotten to take his clothes into the bathroom with him, and walks out with a shrug and his towel slung over his neck. There's a squeak and a collision. Eric reflexively puts his hands on Nikki's shoulders to steady him. Oh, Nikki stammers, brown skin flushed to the roots of his hair. Alles klar? Eric grins. He slides his towel down, but only makes a half-hearted effort at covering himself. He's not shy about his body, and Nikki's been here a month and a half now. They've gone swimming at Krumalanka and Schlachtensee, and there's barely anything on display that Nikki hasn't seen at least once before. Alles klar, Nikki squeaks, clapping a hand over his eyes nonetheless. Eric watches him grope around for the bathroom door for a bit, bemused, until he takes pity on him and guides his hand to the doorknob. Kathy falls out of her bedroom when the bathroom door closes fretfully behind Nikki. She yawns, scrubs a hand through her undercut, which is starting to grow out again, and saunters over with one eyebrow raised. Magst du nicht vielleicht was einsein, kleiner Bruder? She grins, snatching the towel out of his loose grip and slapping his bare ass with it, so hard it makes Eric hiss through his teeth. Das war doch grad Nikki, oder? She bangs on the bathroom door. Nick, ich muss pipi, kann ich rein? There's a very long silence on the other side. Then the lock clicks open, and Nikki slides back out with his shirt on backwards and his towel in his hand. He jumps when he sees Eric still there. Eric grins, winks, and wanders off to get dressed. There's a war going on in the Kluse's living room. The culprit sits on the coffee table. A jar of Nutella, with Kathy's spoon still in a puddle of chocolate beside it. And it isn't until Peter yells something about how he's just going to say, Der Nutella, now, if everyone insists on being stupid over whether the article is das or die, that Eric realizes Nikki is missing. He finds him on the balcony, leaning on the railing and breathing heavily, sucking in big gulps of the crisp September air. Steglitz is humming three stories below, saturated with sunshine and business in the late afternoon. 4 o'clock traffic congealed on the warm tar like a dropped ice cream cone. Feierabendverkehr. Hey, Eric says, stepping around abandoned flower pots and placing one hand between Nikki's heaving shoulder blades. His shirt feels slightly damp with sweat. Sorry, Nikki says immediately. His knuckles are white around the railing. I just needed some air. That's all right, Eric says carefully, and leaves his hand where it is. Things can get a bit intense with my family sometimes. Nikki laughs a little and nods. His hand is shaking again as he threads it nervously through his hair. Mine too, but not like that. Eric is quiet, not sure what to say to that. Nikki has that pained, faraway look on his face that he gets when he talks about home. It's enough to make Eric want to keep him here forever. A car horn startles them both, probably an angry bus driver, late on his last tour of the day. About the other day, Nikki says, taking a deep breath and standing stiff like he's about to jump off the highest diving board at the swimming pool. When you... the shower. Eric grins. When I was naked, he says, unapologetically. Yes, Nikki murmurs. That... I... Don't take this the wrong way. It's just... I'm not used to... It's... Could you maybe not do that? Eric feels something in his throat constrict. It was funny at the time, seeing Nikki squirm. It's not funny now, not even a little bit. Of course, he says, after a moment of feeling ridiculously, overwhelmingly guilty. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Not like this, anyway. Nikki flashes him a thin smile and nods. It's okay. Things are just different in my family. It's a bit of a culture shock, I guess. That's fair, Eric says, returning the smile. Are you homesick? Nikki purses his lips and thinks about it, watching the shoppers below. A pigeon flies past, crooning as it lands in the high tree opposite, long-fingered chestnut leaves swaying under its sudden weight. I miss some things, Nikki says finally, wringing his hands on the railing. But I don't think I'm homesick. At all. Is that weird? Eric smiles. No, he says. Not weird. Hey, want some Nutella? Nikki laughs and follows him back inside, hiding behind the bulk of Eric's body and twisting his hands in his shirt as they edge past the argument that's still going strong. Eric swipes the Nutella jar from the coffee table and they bolt for the kitchen, laughing and clutching at each other. So, Nikki says, when they're sitting side by side on the counter with two spoons and a batch of late, bruised red strawberries that Yuta was going to turn into jam. Was ist dein richtig Artikel für Nutella dann? Die, natürlich, Eric grins, licking his spoon. Kathy is full of shit, as always. She's right about some things, Nikki hums. Oh, like what? Nikki shrugs and looks away, half awkward, half sly. Sag ich nicht, he says cheerfully. Du fragst sie selber. I will do that, Eric says, intrigued, and leans forward to wipe a smear of Nutella off Nikki's nose. The end. Thanks for listening.